today and for the next few Mondays, we have new work from the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson. The latest in their Hidden Kitchen series is War and Peace and Food, six stories about the role of food in times of conflict. This morning, Operation Hummus, a story from the Middle East about dueling claims to a simple dish.
My name is Fadi Aboud, born in Lebanon. I served as Minister for Tourism. I am the one who led Lebanon to break the Guinness Book of Records by making the largest tub of hummus in the world.
We want the whole world to know that hummus and tabbouleh are Lebanese.
At the time, a group of us came from a food exhibition in France. Suddenly, they were telling us hummus is an Israeli traditional dish. I mean, you know, the world now thinks that Israel invented hummus. I was rather upset, you know, and I thought the best way to tell the world that hummus is Lebanese is to break the Guinness Book of Records.
Pleasure to award a new Guinness World Record.
It was a big issue all over the news that hummus only Lebanese. They say, no, hummus for everybody.
My name is Jawdat Ibrahim. We're in Abu Ghosh restaurant in Abu Ghosh village between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. I came with the idea. We're going to break a Guinness World Record.
In the town of Abu Ghosh this morning, Israel retook the title for the world's largest hummus dish, weighing 4 tons, scooped into a satellite dish.
Media came here and over 50 TV channels all over the world, more than Obama visiting any country.
The Lebanese, they're already planning a counterattack.
We call it the hummus wars, when Lebanon accused the Israeli people of trying to steal the hummus and make it their national dish. Hummus became a symbol.
My name is Ronit Vered. I'm a food journalist about the culture of food here in Israel. I live in Tel Aviv. In Israel, we don't have a strong food tradition. This place only exists 60 years. You don't have specific dishes which can be common ground for all the Israelis. So hummus became a common ground. Palestinians also made hummus, the symbol that we didn't only take their lands, we take their food as well and make it ours.
The hummus is ours. They take our hummus and they make it their tradition.
My name is Noha Musleh,
and I'm a Palestinian. I work with journalists. I'm a fixer. People run to get hummus when they're in Ramallah. It's like getting a good pizza downtown Rome, or getting a good T-bone steak in Texas. I imagine, I haven't been.
The
restaurant owner, he says, what distinguishes any hummus is nafs, which means soul in Arabic. They pound it. You use good tahine, sesame seed crushed, sumac, lemons from Jericho. Palestinians don't mind that Lebanon is proud of its hummus. It puts Arabs together.
The actual name, hummus, comes from the Arabic for chickpea. Lebanon wanted to register hummus with the European Union for Lebanon, in the way of champagne, parmesan, like the Greeks did with feta cheese.
My name is Ari Ariel, author of the article The Hummus Wars. The Association of Lebanese Industrialists started a campaign called Hands Off Our Dishes. The problem from the Lebanese perspective was that there were these Israeli companies that were selling most of the hummus in the world.
We were not successful in registering hummus for Lebanon.
In the first 2 decades of the state, the Israeli people didn't really eat local food. They stuck to the thing that is close to your heart. It's also a political issue. If I eat Palestinian food, in a way, I acknowledge the fact that they exist.
In the 1950s, the Israeli army started serving hummus in mess halls, and the average Israeli came to consider it an everyday food.
These foods become more familiar, kind of hip, something young people will eat. My name is Daphna Hirsch, faculty member at the Open University of Israel. Hummus is appropriated as the food of the new Sabra, the new Israeli man who is rooted in the land. In Israel, hummus is considered a masculine dish. It's considered a kind of masculine ritual to go, you know, group of men to the hummusiyah and eating hummus wipey. This, you know, large circular gestures.
Hummus, unfortunately, has become like in the category of fast foods. But actually, in the Arab and all of Palestine, hummus is Friday honorable breakfast. The father wakes up in the morning, makes hummus, invites all his daughters, his sons. It's a way to get together in the morning of a Friday when the family wants to throw all their worries and problems away.
My name is David Varon from Tel Aviv, and I'm a taxi driver.
What does your tattoo say?
No fear. Some people are afraid to live in a country where there's so much blood and wars and conflict of thousands of years. This conflict is about religion, and it will not be over until religion will be over. Hummus, falafel, is maybe the only thing that gets people to sit together with different thoughts to eat the same food.
This kind of approach which says, oh, you know, if we eat hummus together, then peace will come through the stomach and all that. But no, I mean, as long as occupation continues, then hummus is not going to solve it.
Now you can see it's quite a crowd, thousands of people gathered around. The hummus has been made.
We broke the Guinness World Record 2010. But to make the hummus is not the issue. To put things together, that's the main thing. People talking about blood and killing, and I want to take it to a different way. People can talk about Middle East nice things. Not just killing and shooting. Hummus. Nobody gets hurt with this world.
Hidden Kitchens, War and Peace and Food is produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. You can hear more Kitchen Sisters stories on their podcast, Fugitive Waves.